right, so it's the Mind Reels special Comic-Con Fan Expo edition.
Yeah.
Sue's on my left.
Uh-huh.
I am Tim. Across the table, we have Tori Higginson.
Hello, hello.
Fellow Canadian, which is awesome. From Burlington, no less.
Well, I don't remember ever living in Burlington. I think my mom and my dad were having a dinner party
there.
Did you
block it?
Just gonna...
It might have been that. I don't think we lived there.
You didn't
there.
Have the dog at that point?
I did not have the dog at that point, no.
It wasn't important.
She's an old dog, but not that old.
Yeah.
I'm the old dog.
Oh, that's not true. But thank you for finding time to chat for a couple minutes.
Oh, my pleasure.
We always like to start with the easiest, most fun question we've got. Your all-time favorite movie.
It's such an arty answer, but I... Yeah. And it's... Wings of Desire.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
I love it.
Gorgeous film.
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah. As opposed to the really bad American remake.
Oh.
City of Angels.
Oh, gosh, you know what? I've not even seen that. I'm writing that down.
Really? No, but I'm intrigued.
It's Nicolas Cage, enough said.
But it's also Meg Ryan.
Man, that's true.
When is
it? Oh, you've got people. Do you want to do people?
Do
you want to do people?
Oh, so they can wait a minute.
All right.
Don't tell them I said that.
I won't. I was just refreshing
you just take your time with people. Yeah. That's one of the things people love about you.
Here you go.
I was just refreshing your IMDb page, and of course, everybody knows you for Stargate Atlantis, which I followed right from the beginning, right through to the end. Don't know why you left. I almost stopped watching it after you left, just because you weren't there.
No.
Because I love the chemistry and the dynamic you brought to the series.
Yeah. I mean, I felt very honored to be a part of that show and to play that character. I thought she was an amazing character, and I miss her. But I'm not sad about leaving because I felt they weren't utilizing her in a way that, you know, all the stuff she came with that was...
Yeah,
and I think
she's smart.
She was super smart. Like, and I think, you know, those conflicts that could have been created, too, about not being military and not being... But, you know, television, there's a lot of cooks in a lot of...
That is true.
A crowded kitchen.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And then I also totally... forgot, but I think it was before I knew you were Tori Higginson from Stargate, was you did Storm of the Century for Stephen King.
Storm of the Century.
With Colm Feore.
Yeah. That was a crazy fun.
Yeah.
And I remember I got to meet Stephen King on that one, which is amazing. Whoa. And he came. I had like a 4-page monologue, which is unheard of for television. And it was written
what are
so...
they thinking?
I know, right? And they ended up using most of it.
Nice.
I mean, you know, it wasn't on my face the whole time. There's flashbacks and doing all that. But yeah, it was a really amazing... piece of writing. I remember when I met him, I wanted to talk about that and talk about the writing, and all he wanted to talk about was being in a band. He just wanted to talk about his music. Oh, that was adorable.
That's amazing.
Yeah, right?
Have you heard of it? And of course,
especially because he's so prolific, like so he's always churning stuff out. Naturally, he'd want to talk about something else entirely.
Completely, right?
And Sue has been staring at pictures of your dog.
I sure have.
I know, she's adorable.
So, and what's her name?
Paloma Cedric Norma Jean Sadie Street, but I call her Chicken.
I can see how you got to that.
Just
to
confuse her. Sometimes Kitten, just to really confuse her. And she actually was on the show. I call her my...
Nice.
She's like a space hero. I found her on the streets. She's from the streets to the stars. Found her on the streets of L.A., and the next thing she was shooting a sci-fi show.
Yes.
Good for her.
I know. She's a... what is it? Rags to riches story. Back to rags, because you know now we're unemployed.
We just Cinderella.
Well, that's not true because you did NCIS recently. You've done a number of little like spot episodes.
I had a few sort of guest spots and stuff a couple years ago. There was Chase was one, NCIS.
Yes.
There's also The Whole Truth. I think we did Criminal Minds. Yeah.
So the key is Canadian television now. Let's just plant that seed.
There you
Canadian
go.
Television.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I came up here just for a month or two this summer, and I'm spending a year here.
See?
I kind of want to check
people?
It out.
Yeah.
Do you?
You know people. You know
Hire
Ryan.
Hire Ryan. Help.
Ryan's got people, because, I mean, we've got Lost Girl, we've got Bomb Girls, we've got, don't have Flashpoint anymore, but...
No.
But Copper,
You've also got amazing theater here.
Yes,
amazing
right?
theater. Toronto is so vibrant. Culturally, it's just shocked me. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot how vibrant it is. With the music, the theater, the art, all of it. It's amazing.
I love it. It's such a fantastic
And it's not theater. Even like... It used to be you could kind of tell when theater season was, but now it just sort of goes, like, all year. And you get, like, the big ones that come out, and then, like, the smaller
stuff.
Canadian theater stuff. Well, because Jason Priestley's coming to start his
career.
That's right. He's going to be at Canadian Stage doing Race, I think, a mammoth play. Yeah. And there's also these amazing theaters. There's one called Little Ossington Lower Theater that seats like maybe 20 people. And then the Red One Theater. I'm giving these guys plugs. I'm plugging you. Hire me. Red One Theater Company. And they started their own, I think it's called the Storefront Theater right up Bloor. It's like pop-up theaters they're doing. Really interesting stuff.
That's true.
And Mary just did the play in the kitchen.
That's right.
I don't know about that one.
Yes, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was an actual house, and they've kind of converted it into like a kitchen and a stage area.
Oh, cool. So, love it. Canadians are cool.
It's like dinner theater, but all different.
you definitely need to get back up here and work Canadian.
Well, I think I do.
That'd be awesome.
We'll make Ryan hook you up.
Totally start pushing that.
Oh, bless
you. That is awesome. You've got a line going, so we will wrap it up.
All right.
But Tori, thank you for finding the time.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
You're a joy to talk to.
Of course we are. Look at us.
Look at you, and
I'll
you're both
and
sexy.
Your dogs.
Awesome. That is recorded, everybody. That is great. Okay, well, once again, Comic-Con Edition. I'm Tim, you're Sue.
I sure am.
Across the table from us, the awesome Laura Vanderhoort.
Hi. I feel bad if it's too loud or something.
No, it'll be fine.
No,
and I just want to get it out of the way right away. Totally crush on Supergirl. Have always crushed on Supergirl.
Well, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she was my first crush at like 12 when it was Helen Slater, so.
No. Oh, we had Helen on Smallville playing my aunt, so that was pretty. I was intimidated. I thought, oh my God, she's going to hate me. So I'm taking the role a little bit, but no, she was fantastic.
Yeah.
Very
and then,
sweet.
Of course, you got to do one of Sue's favorite remakes.
Yeah.
Oh, good. There's so many fans of the original who actually really love the new one.
Oh, yeah.
But we're upset the way that it ended because we were on hiatus and then they canceled us.
No,
and it was like,
I didn't know that.
We don't even know what
we're like. Everybody in the world got blissed, and except for like Mike Donovan, who's not Mike Donovan anymore. Yeah. He was somebody else in the remake, but
I mean, I got to eat my boyfriend at the end, so that was a nice way to like end the show, but
you got to watch yourself eat your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have been cool playing my evil twin, but
yeah, right?
You know.
I
but
know.
I'm starting a new show, so that's exciting.
Town.
I am. I'm back.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to start.
We'll have to try to get you in the studio so we can do like a video.
I saw some of your videos online.
Did you?
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. With Katie, was
we're
it
ridiculous.
Bolin?
Katie
Bolin. Okay,
yeah,
we adore Katie.
Yeah. We haven't met, but like we know of each other.
Yeah.
We're at the same events.
Okay. That's awesome. And you were at the Canadian Screen Awards last weekend.
I was nervous. I don't do live audience well, so once I got the presentation over with and I knew it was with James Cromwell, that kind of made it easier.
Yeah.
Before I went out, I was like, if I squeeze your hand, it means that I can't get my words out and you need to take over. So, but once it was done, it was great, and my sister was my date. It was fun, and I'm proud because Canada's never really had anything that big.
I know. I was so proud of just everything leading up to it
and it was
everybody
very,
like tweeting about it and stuff, and I was like all the Instagram pictures going up. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm so proud of Canada tonight.
Yeah. I know I was too.
And then, of course, Mike Tilley won, so we were happy with that.
Yeah,
and
I
Martin
finally,
Short was great as a host.
He was.
He was amazing. His opening was, like, hilarious.
Flying in, he's afraid of heights. I like, that whole section was a blur, because all I'm going is,
I'm going to throw up.
Someone's up in the air flying, but I'm on stage soon, so. And I finally met Ben Mulrooney, which was great.
Oh, cool.
And who else did I meet? I forget her name already. Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, yeah.
Man, nice.
Yeah. God, I love her. I can't believe I forgot her name.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, you're going to be shooting in town, and it's Bit? Is it Bit?
Bitten.
Bitten, okay.
Yes, Bitten.
Based on Kelly Armstrong?
Kelly Armstrong's novels.
Oh, no way.
They're apparently very popular here. I haven't started reading them yet. They just gave them to me, because this all just sort of came about, but the scripts are great so far, and we're in the process of casting my leading men. So just always interesting.
Do you get to help with that?
I do, actually. I was in the room doing scenes with all of them.
Sweet.
They had to take their shirts off, but we won't get into that.
I have to see if there's chemistry.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
It's exciting. Yeah, I'm the only female werewolf in existence on the show.
That's got to be lonely.
It's not very lonely. She's got a lot of men.
She's got a pack.
She's good.
Who's that?
She's good. She's doing just fine.
Now, is that sci-fi? Is that
It's
space?
Sci-fi. It's the Space Channel.
Okay, sweet. So, it's completely going up against Lost Girl.
There's Michael. videotaping. The man of the hour.
It's pretty cool.
She's a little stuck up.
I am. Excuse me, sir. No video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love Michael.
A little fame.
Look, I'm just going to wave on his camera.
Are you just going to stand there? You want to be a part of this?
Join in.
We're doing a little
I'm taking
audio
a vidi.
Oh, cool. We're going to do vidi. Yeah. I showed him how to get the vidi app.
See how it goes.
Oh, I've got really pink lips today.
Yeah, they really
you
look
do.
At those things.
Wow. I know. I'm scared.
That's
okay,
morning.
I'll see you later. Okay, so then I go... Oh, wait, I wasn't taking it.
You didn't press the button.
Oh.
I'm such a douche.
There you go.
Start
the video with I'm such a douche. That's good.
Okay, let's try this again. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
That's good. It's really good to see you. It's nice
to
meet
you.
Yeah, I know. And thanks for helping me with the thing. Yeah.
You're welcome. It's frozen. It's done. I don't know what happens.
This is it. I'm done. I just can't do this.
We'll figure it out.
Well, is it only lasts for a little bit?
I think if you use the Vidi camera itself, it's short. If you do your own video and put it to Vidi, then you can cut it.
Thank you, though. Thank
you. No problem. I do what I can.
Oh, I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
What a great way to wrap that up.
I've been helping all the Star Trek people with their phones.
How weird is that, right? Because Star Trek,
they should
know.
Enterprise.
Right.
It's because they don't just flip open anymore. Well, they could just go like that and have it automatically work. Yeah.
I had the best conversation yesterday with Sir Patrick Stewart. was crazy. We were sitting in the green room talking about Bitten, and he was talking about when he started Star Trek, how it was to be a lead. And so I was getting some great tips.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We're looking forward to it. Because it'll be really cool.
It's gonna be intense.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I remember Morena saying when V was coming out that people were like, "So how's it feel knowing that the whole show hinges on you? And if it fails, it's because of you."
I don't
want
to hear that. I don't
want to
hear that.
That's not true. No.
I'm just gonna go to work and see what happens.
It'll be awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it'll be
especially the shooting in town. Yeah.
We'll start
pestering space because we know space and we'll promote the shit out of it.
Please and
the books are doing
Twitter.
Well. I haven't read anything.
Oh yeah, we're already
okay.
Yeah, we follow you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And we'll make sure we tweet this out.
Okay, and I'll retweet the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great day here.
Thank you.
And Sue.
Nice to see you again.
Off we go.
Nice to work on
thanks.
Videos.
Thanks.
Exactly.
There we go. All right, we're in. So I'm still Tim.
I'm still Sue.
We're here with Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black.
You said my name so well.
Oh, you know? Lots of practice. I like to prep.
Yeah.
But one, you're a Canadian girl right off, first and foremost.
Regina, Saskatchewan.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. Super Canadian.
Part of Canada.
The most Canadian
you can get. So you guys just had a whirlwind panel followed by a whirlwind autograph session. How do you feel? What are you going to do now?
Disney World. I'm going
to
eat some pizza, I think, after this and just chill out because that was insane. It's nuts.
It was wicked.
I've been to in my head, I've been to conventions. I can imagine what they're like, but I've never experienced it. And I'm excited enough to be here, but let alone, talk about the show and have people excited about it too.
Yeah.
It's just completely insane. Yeah.
And both you and I were talking that you got the answers you guys gave during the panel so in depth. We kind of looked at each other and go, "How old are these two? We are out of our league here." So we are going to ask our basic question. We always start all of our interviews with this: your all-time favorite movie.
A Woman Under the Influence.
Wow. Out of nowhere. Good for you.
Cassavetes.
Good for
General Owens is my favorite person on the planet.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk really quick, well, not quickly, but about Orphan Black. You play Sarah and half a dozen easy other characters.
Yeah.
How do you keep them all straight?
Are they all straight? They're not. They're all over the place. I mean, for me, it was just defining, what the worldview of each character was and being really specific about that because that gave me everything I needed. That gives me not only dialect, where they come from, but it also gives me...
we're being...
we're being ambushed.
Hello.
So the worldview, you know, it gives me how that person moves in the world, because so much of your emotional life manifests itself in your body, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much you trust people manifests itself in how open you are. If you're worldly, if you're terrified of losing control of your world, I mean, it all affects so much of how a person walks into a room, how they
right.
speak. So that was kind of how I defined them,
yeah.
you know, and it was so much fun to pick people apart and be really specific.
Oh, we have seen the first episode. Sorry, I'm
you guys
Tim.
Did. Tim, yeah. nice to meet
this
you.
Sue, very nice
Tatiana.
To meet you. I don't know if you've
Hi.
Met.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Tatiana.
Don't like him already.
It's the Clark Kent glasses, maybe.
The Clark Kent.
Take them off. I know who you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were just talking because we have seen episode one, and I watched it twice.
No, you didn't.
No, I watched the first time. I'm like, okay, I'm with you. You gotta say, okay. It was the last couple minutes, like the whole funeral scene, and then the assassination of the other guy. I'm like, oh shit, I'm hooked now. All right.
Okay.
Then I rewatched.
Yeah,
it,
and then
like,
the phone rings,
yeah.
and I was like, oh.
Yeah. So
awesome.
It's so well put together, and it doesn't feel like a Canadian. It feels like a BBC show.
Yeah.
It's smart. It's well written. I think it's gonna take its time with the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It does, and that's the fun that we don't sort of, for lack of a better term, actually, I don't even want to say that. We don't give it all away right
yeah.
away.
Yeah,
there's
right.
much to learn about these people. Like, there is with anybody. That's the beauty of the human condition, just layer after layer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so fluid, and you'll notice changes and arcs, and that was fun for us to kind of to play up.
And because so much of it is about identity and
yeah.
about
yeah.
you know, individuality.
Oh, yeah.
And how many people really know who they are anyway?
Nobody does. That's why
right?
we're constantly asking that question,
yeah.
you know, and reinventing yourself. And so, you know, there's so many things in your past that you want to forget, you want to not
yeah.
associate yourself with. And so Sarah kind of has that opportunity when she gets Beth's purse
yeah.
and her life.
She
you know.
Has like that moment of going through the wardrobe and going like, oh, I could wear this.
Yeah.
This isn't me anymore.
Yeah. yeah, it's totally like a fantasy that we've all
yeah.
kind of had, you know, and you sort of idealize somebody else's life and glamorize it, and then the truth is we're all screwed up.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything's a mess.
We
yeah.
all have clones, they're just internalized. We all have
yeah.
different
mm-hmm.
versions of ourselves that we present to the world.
I told
yeah.
you they were too smart for us.
Told
we're
you.
Right
we're pontificating on a level that's like...
We're not
yeah.
even there. Yeah. Now, you did talk about some of the technical aspects.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you know, because I was talking to Sue earlier, one of my favorite shots in the opening series,
yeah.
or opening episode, is right after... Beth steps in front of the train and gets hit. There's this shot of you and the camera image kind of wavers behind you, like almost like anxious breathing, and it looks fantastic.
That,
yeah.
As I'm walking away from the...
Yes.
This is our DP and John Fawcett, our DP Aaron Morton and John Fawcett, who's one of the creators and
right.
director, major writer on the show. They just went all out. I think they just wanted to make, like, the coolest looking shit
coolest
possible.
Yeah.
And that thing is so,
away.
You know,
yeah.
and the thing is, it's not, like, cool for the sake of being cool. It's cool because we're in Sarah's head in
yeah,
that moment.
Yeah.
She's freaking out.
You know, we're feeling her heartbeat pounding in her temples. Like, if that's what that is, you know what I mean? The whole world, her whole world being turned upside
yeah.
down. So
yeah.
it's a story point, you know
it
what I mean?
So
as well
cool.
as looking
yeah.
wicked.
It
like, it's,
totally
yeah.
And it looks cool.
And it looks totally cool.
So cool, man.
And Felix, it was just, I won't lie, it took me a couple tries to get used to Felix, because he's just so, he's out there.
He's a presence.
There's a lot
he, yeah,
to take in.
Yeah.
like,
and that whole
yeah.
hug.
Oh my
and,
God.
And the kimono slides up, I'm like, oh, that's gotta be uncomfortable for him.
oh, it was, that it's funny, I was saying that crew, like, they've seen me at my best, they've seen me do things I can't spell. It was, but you know what? It's funny with that, because a lot of the common questions always been, how did you feel about the nudity? How did you feel about playing someone like this, living this life? And I thought, it's honest. There are people like
yeah.
that out there.
Yeah. Totally.
There are
yeah.
like I've seen them. Like you guys are all from
yeah.
Toronto.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see them. You're driving down Church Street. They're there. Those boys are there.
Yeah.
I've met them. They work at the Mac counters. And I
yeah.
thought, I know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I. He's just, but there's a human underneath it all. Underneath
yeah.
all
yeah,
the makeup
all
and the hair
yeah.
and the everything, there's a real person. And that was the link. That was the hook. I thought, this is not a caricature. This is not a cartoon. This is not I wanted to make sure I didn't, and it's because queer culture is a big part of the show, and I didn't want to insult queer culture. I didn't want to, because it's easy to do that. It's easy to, an attempt to sort of expose.
You can become a caricature so easily as opposed to being an actual.
And I thought, this is a person, and you know, yes, the theatrics are there, but that's his defense mechanism, because if nothing's taken seriously, then he doesn't have to worry. It's all just a big joke. It's a big lark. But he's a, and the nudity, I mean, of course he'd be naked while he's in his apartment doing that. Of course he would wear a kimono and a thong. Of course. And so I was happy to do that. I thought it was very honest.
I love the fact that it doesn't pull any punches. There's language, there's nudity, there's blood. I mean, that whole sequence with the train. And there's blood on the camera. Like,
that
is so cool.
Yeah, I know. It's like very in your face. It's
that first 5 minutes, you're like,
it's just, whoa. You're there. Oh, God. Which is brilliant. Now, we asked Tatiana, you joined us short lately. All-time favorite movie?
Carrie.
Wow.
Brian De Palma's Brian De Palma. Carrie. There's a story behind all that I tell everybody.
Okay.
I know Sissy Spacek. Yes, I met her 2 years ago. She's one of my favorite actors. I have many favorite actors, Tommy Lee Jones and Tom Wilkinson. But she was, not because of what she does, but because she's very open about her process. She's untrained. I'm very untrained. And
we are too.
It's the best way to be. And she talks so much. She talks in terms I can relate to. And I've listened to countless interviews where she explains how she goes from point A to point B. I learned so much from her. And Carrie was sort of what started my journey into wanting to be. And I just felt so much for this girl on screen.
It's very cool. But I love the dynamic that you guys have established already on the show.
Thank you.
So I think, only having seen the first episode, they promised to send me the second one, is that you guys form like a really strong core to the series, which lets the viewer get into it.
The heart is Felix, Sarah, and then, you know, the search to get back with Kira, my daughter.
That killed me, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, and it's so human, and it's so visceral, and it's so mother, you know, it's Mama Lion, and that's what's awesome about it, is at the core is this, like, insane love between the family.
Yeah.
That can't be together because of every reason, you know, is in their bodies. They don't know how to do it. You know?
And we don't get to hear everything in series one, right? We're gonna get in series 2.
Oh God. I don't even know what the hell's going on.
We have no idea. Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that's a great place to wrap it up.
Thank you.
Jordan, Tatiana, thank you for coming
out.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. And if we can just get you to hold on for one second.